Now, El, I know that physical abuse of children is wrong, but isn't spanking useful for teaching them right from wrong? You know the old saying, spare the rod and spoil the child?
Don, there are effective nonviolent ways to discipline children, and corporal punishment can have bad side consequences.
What kind of side consequences do you have in mind?
Well, in 2017, two American researchers published a study indicating that physical punishments can reduce children's engagement in school and increase their isolation from their peers.
I've wondered how those studies work.
The researchers studied over 650 children, roughly 10 years old, and their caregivers over a three-year period. They separately questioned the children and their caregivers about physical punishments and how severe they were. They classified the punishments into three groups: mild corporal punishment, such as spanking or slapping; harsh corporal punishment, such as face slapping or spanking with an object; and outright physical abuse, such as beating or choking.
Then I suppose they looked at measures of academic performance and social adjustment?
Yes, they did this using questions from standard surveys, created a statistical model, and tested it. They found that all forms of physical punishment had harmful effects on how engaged students were in their schools and whether they were isolated from their peers. But only physical abuse actually hurt the development of their thinking abilities.
That's an important finding, but what will the researchers do with their results?
Having shown that physical punishments are harmful, they want to develop intervention programs to teach parents alternatives.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.